Today, on Pentecost Sunday, it might be worth asking ourselves, who is the Holy Spirit and what is his function in our lives? Because he seems to be rather elusive and somewhat mysterious. Jesus himself, in John's Gospel, describes him in this way: "The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with the Spirit." The Greek word used in the scriptures is parakletos. And this is a difficult word to translate into English because it has such a broad meaning. It might refer to someone who is called in to help or to render a service. And so the Holy Spirit is the helper of men. In the Septuagint, parakletos is translated as the comforter, referring to that kind of comfort and consolation in distress, which keeps a person on their feet when, left to themselves, they would collapse. It's the comfort which enables one to go beyond the breaking point and not break, but rather endure. In Greek law, the parakletos was the prisoner's friend, the advocate for his defense, the person who bore witness to his friend's character when he most needed it and when others wished to condemn him. It could also be translated as he who gives courage before the battle. Life seems always to call us into battle, and he would be the one who makes us able to stand up to the opposing forces, to cope with the struggles of life, and to conquer them. We see shades of this in the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. His gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord help us to stand firm in the battle and hold our ground. And as the battle subsides, his fruits become the spoils of victory: charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, chastity, and self-control. And in these virtues we stand victorious. Today, as we celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost, we arrive at the end of the Easter season. The liturgical seasons give us a way to live out our lives. They're like a road map leading us not to a place, but to a person. Each feast of the liturgical year is both an event to be celebrated and a grace to be received. The grace of Christmas is to know Christ in his humanity. The grace of Epiphany is to know him in his divinity. The grace of Holy Week is to know him in his emptying and dying. The grace of Easter is to know him in his triumph over sin and death. The grace of the Ascension is to know him as the cosmic Christ, the King of the universe. So what then is the special grace of Pentecost? On the day of his resurrection, Jesus breathed his Spirit on his disciples, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." On the day of his Ascension, 40 days later, he tells them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, when you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit then is given not only once, he is an ongoing promise, an endless promise, a promise that is always fulfilled and always being fulfilled, because he is infinite and boundless. The Spirit is given, and yet he's always waiting to be received so that he can give himself again, more completely. He becomes present in a new way each time we move to a higher level of spiritual awareness. The Spirit is the ultimate promise of the Father, but the Spirit as promise is a gift, not a possession. We receive him by gift, not as possession. Like the air we breathe, we can have all that we wish to take into our lungs, but it doesn't belong to us. Air is not made to be possessed, and neither is the Spirit. He is all ours as long as we give him away. In fact, it is in giving him away that we manifest that we have received him. Pentecost itself, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, is the living summary of all of God's promises to us to be open and to surrender to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is to be caught up in Christ's redemption of the world and of all creation. Between God and us, two extremes meet. He who is everything, and we who are nothing at all. It is the Holy Spirit who makes us one with God and in God. He is the gift of God welling up in the Trinity from the common heart of the Father and the Son. He is the overflow of this divine life into the sacred humanity of Jesus and then into the rest of us, his members. We are in God, and God is in us, and the unifying force is the Holy Spirit. To know that Christ is all in all, and to know his Spirit, the ongoing, endless promise of the Father, this is the grace of Pentecost. So let us rejoice today that we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, for we are, each one of us, the temples of his Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in our hearts the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Amen.